I am so excited to have some of my favorite people right in the studio with me. I mean, literally favorite people in the studio with me because they have a great project, a great movie that is going to be in Farmington Hills tomorrow. And with me in his studio, Dr. Bishop, Corletta Vaughn.
Hey, y'all.
Congratulations to you, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you, once Dr.
again.
Randy.
I received that.
Yes,
I received
ma'am.
That. You have inspired me. Also, Bishop Eric Lloyd, how are you?
Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. I'm doing phenomenal.
I'm so glad. And then my special guest, once again,
Randall Johnson,
and the writer and producer and overall woman of God, mm-hmm. Pastor Lydia Wright Hamilton. The movie is called
Granny's Place, and thank you so much for having us.
I'm so glad you're here. I've been listening to the commercials,
okay,
and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I know that voice.
Authoritative, but sweet, all at the same time.
All at the same time. Bishop Vaughn is in the movie, and you are Granny, right?
I am Granny. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. Well, sort of I can.
And it's an honor. I mean, because I really didn't realize how important it was. Pastor Lydia, of course, pulled me in and could get me to do anything. So she just massaged me through the whole process. Mm. But it was not until I saw the trailer that it really dawned on me the significance of this.
It's so significant.
Yeah. Yes.
And Randall, what part do you play?
I play the role of Anthony in the movie.
And Anthony, are you a bit of a troublemaker?
You know what? This time I am not. I'm the boy next door. I'm the good guy.
Good guy.
I am. I'm the good guy.
Oh, my gosh. That is lovely to know. Bishop, what part do you play? Bishop,
I play one of the Jenkin brothers. Actually, Pastor Welton Smith. He's not here right now. We want to give a shout out to Pastor Welton.
Yes, of course.
Pastor Welton and myself played the two pastors.
Okay.
And we are brothers in Granny's Place.
Ooh, I love this. And you've been playing parts in movies. You're in the movie, the Jackie Wilson.
Yes,
movie.
I played a pastor.
Oh, my God.
Granny's Place was my first movie. Mm-hmm. We filmed this perhaps 2 years ago, and in between that production and now, I'm in 4 movies and a television series.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these movie-making companies and producers reach out to me and ask me to be the pastor. And I said, it's easy to be myself.
Exactly. I absolutely love that my friends are in movies. I'll have my debut one day.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Pastor Lydia, tell me a little bit about the movie.
The movie is about a grandmother who is strong in her faith, and she's struggling with her granddaughters who are tempted by the world's way of doing things. And she's trying to keep them rooted and grounded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's the story of most grandparents these days, because there's so much to attract our young people.
Sure.
I myself was raised by my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a certain affection for her and all that she instilled in us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're missing some of that.
For sure.
In 2024. So I think it's a really great message to get out to our youth, to encourage the grandmothers who are having to raise their grandchildren, as well as to go beyond the profanity, the nudity, the negativity, the violence, and all of that. None of that is in Granny's Place. It's a good, wholesome movie for the entire family.
I'm excited about this because you guys are having a premiere tomorrow. It's going to be in Farmington Hills. And how can someone get tickets? Because we need to see this.
Well, actually, tomorrow is sold out.
Sold out.
So what are we doing?
I am so thankful for the support of this metropolitan Detroit area. Mm-hmm. They are truly supporting
us. So
we
good.
Sold out 5 theaters, never done before in the Riviera.
Historic.
Yes.
Yes,
and
in the Riviera. Okay, never mind. I used to live in the area, so
we're adding a show.
May 26th.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
The 26th.
This is the overflow.
5 o'clock.
I love the overflow. Yes. Come
yeah.
on.
Overflow.
And
so
people are home because it's the
holiday.
They're
home. It's the holiday.
It's the holiday.
Mm-hmm. It's the holiday.
So you have no excuse. How do they get tickets for that?
They can go to eventbrite.com mm-hmm. and look for Granny's Place, The Overflow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, you all are in the studio. I just want to say thank you for stopping by in person. I don't get a lot of in-person guests anymore. And it's good to see my friends. Randall, thank you so much for stopping by. Bishop, of course. Bishop, both of my bishops.
Absolutely.
Y'all have held me down for so many years. Oh, and I can't say enough.
But you hold us down.
Thank you.
You hold the city down.
Amen. I try my best.
Gospel cannot be gospel in the city of Detroit without Randy Miles.
Absolutely.
Wow. So we want to celebrate
real.
You
That's
and what God has used you to do to keep gospel in the city of Detroit.
Has to stay
when
here.
They tried to steal it from us, when they tried to take it from us, when they tried to rob it from us.
Come on, Bishop.
Gospel would have been bankrupt in this city. Gospel music would have been bankrupt in this city if it wasn't for Randy Miles.
Thank you
so
we
salute you.
13 years almost.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. She's the official queen.
She is the queen of gospel radio.
Of gospel radio in Detroit.
Oh, man.
That's right.
I love
Absolutely.
You all so much. And looking forward to good things for tomorrow and also on Sunday for the overflow.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You. Thank you.